Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 26, the verses 1 to 12. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 1 to 12. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. But when grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and do not regard the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. Let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. My theme for reflection is trusting God's faithfulness in the tension of waiting. Trusting God's faithfulness in the tension of waiting. Isaiah offers a vision of a strong city, its walls and ramparts built not with stone, but with salvation itself. A city is a metaphor for life under God's reign, a life marked by justice, peace, and trust. It is a promise of perfect peace, or shalom, shalom, a deep wholeness and harmony that only God can bring. Advent draws us into this vision, reminding us that Christ is the cornerstone of this salvation, fulfilling the prophet's words and inviting us into his kingdom. The world around us often feels unsteady, marked by injustice, suffering, and uncertainty. Yet Isaiah proclaims that God keeps in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in him. This peace is not passive but active, a trust that anchors us even in turbulent times. Desmond Tutu captures this beautifully. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Isaiah's message is one of hope. God's justice and salvation are breaking into our darkness, healing and restoring all things. The prophet contrasts two groups: the righteous whose path is made level by God, and the proud and wicked who are brought low. This leveling is not merely punitive, but restorative. God's justice uplifts the vulnerable, the forgotten, and the oppressed. The invitation to walk in God's ways is open to all who place their trust in him, aligning their lives with his values of compassion, integrity, and care for the marginalized. Isaiah's words remind us that God's timing is perfect. Walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you, verse 8. This waiting is not idle, it is active and purposeful. Advent invites us to prepare our hearts, hunger for righteousness, and live faithfully even as we long for the full arrival of God's kingdom. True waiting is about readiness, walking in the light of God's promises as we anticipate their fulfillment. My dear friends, the prophet Isaiah challenges us to trust in God's faithfulness and live lives that reflect his kingdom here and now. Worship without justice is hollow. The perfect peace of shalom cannot exist apart from integrity and compassion. Advent is not only a time of anticipation, but also a call to action, urging us to live as agents of God's justice and peace. The promise of verse 12 encapsulates this beautifully. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. True peace and salvation are not products of human effort, but gifts of God's grace. Christ's coming is God's initiative, breaking into our brokenness to accomplish what we never could. Our response must be one of gratitude, surrender, and trust. Advent calls us to reflect on God's faithfulness in history and to leap forward into the hope of his coming kingdom. The birth of Christ in Bethlehem is not just a past event, but a present reality, the breaking in of God's justice, God's peace, and God's hope into our lives. Isaiah's vision reminds us that God's justice is that light, breaking into our darkness to heal, to restore, and to reconcile. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does trusting in God shape your experience of peace, even in times of uncertainty or difficulty? Number two, in what ways can you align your worship with justice, reflecting God's heart for the vulnerable and oppressed? Gracious God, in this season of Advent, we look to you as the source of perfect peace. You alone can calm our restless hearts and establish righteousness in our lives. Teach us to trust in you with steadfast minds and to walk in your ways with integrity and love. Let your peace reign in our hearts and in our world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.